Good morning, Luca. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Up the lily whites.
Up the lily whites. Now, we last talked in August 2020, starting period of COVID, amidst a lot of lockdowns, etc. What has happened to your career since then?
I call it the long pause. Obviously 2020 was a disastrous year for all of us, for so many people in so many different ways. And I got COVID a couple of times, but the health managed to survive it. When I leaned into it, when I got over the fact that I'd lost all my work and just leaned into it, the solitude and the going nowhere and the restrictions, and I actually opened myself up to going right back to the beginning of what it was like to be a musician at home with no gigs, no record company, no managers, no touring, no nothing, which was the first many years of my life as a musician and as a singer. And I just got back into that, and I ended up doing something I never ever imagined I'd do. I ended up making an instrumental album, which I was really, really delighted about. And during the period of COVID, I actually released three albums, which is mad. But it was a really tragic time, and for so many people, I only lost work. Other people lost relatives. My family got through it okay. But it was a very tough time for everybody, and it was no exception for me. Once I got over the loss of my gigs, I leaned into the solitude and ended up doing something I never ever imagined I would do, which is create an instrumental album. I just literally became a pupil of the guitar again for the first time in years. I found it really hard to write songs, but I was able to play the guitar and create musical pieces, and I'm really happy about that. And actually, during that long pause that COVID was, I ended up releasing three albums.
You've gone right back to your first song that you wrote, Wave Up to the Shore. You've done a compilation three CD set, progressing down through the years of your career.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny. It was the end of 2021 or middle of 2021, maybe. I was sitting at home here in County Clare, and I was looking out the window, and I started to play Wave Up to the Shore. And I said, no, sorry, it was 2023, last year. I suddenly realized this song was 50 years old. I went, wow, Wave Up to the Shore is 50 years old. And it wasn't the first song I ever wrote, but it was the first song I ever wrote that wasn't shit. There was something about it. I knew it had a bit of depth in it, and I knew that it was a, I didn't know it at the time, but when I think back on it now, it was quite a sad and a lonesome and poignant song for a 16-year-old to write. But that's the kind of young fellow I was. I was a bit lost in many ways.
A daffodil is born and rises in the spring. It opens out its beauty to hear the crickets sing. But as quick as it does grow, it decays away so soon. Before the summer sunshine has reached its golden noon, before the summer sunshine has reached its golden noon. The stream, it does rise from the mountain so tall, it swells into a river, and gently it does fall. It meanders through valley, through city and through town, but in the boundless ocean, this river it is drowned. In the boundless ocean, this river it is drowned. On the sea the winds do rage, and the waves grow so high, whitening the surface as they reach up to the sky. But soon the waves grow gentle, no longer do they roar, as they make their lonesome passageway up to the pebbled shore. As they make their lonesome passageway up to the Pebble Show. If I was like the daffodil, so fair upon the ground, or like the winding river, with his sweet and mellow sound. Like a wave up to the shore, like a river into the sea, I would lay down in my resting place, contented there to be. I'd lay down in my resting place, and contented I would be.
Creating songs with my guitar, my voice, was my way of making sense of the world. And it was a very rich time in the world of songwriters. I was tuned into people like Ralph McTell and Nick Drake, and obviously Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Leonard Cohen, Joni Mitchell. I mean, James Taylor. I was singing Fire and Rain when I was 15 years old. So it was a rich time for lonely young fellas who had guitars.
So you've got 51 songs on this triple set.
Yeah.
I presume, are they just staged all the way through your career?
Yeah, right back. I mean, there are two or three songs on there that go back to the early 70s. And then there's different styles, the different changes that I went through in writing and in performing are present there. I think it's a pretty comprehensive glimpse of the last 50 years of my working life.
You're about to arrive in Australia for your 15th tour since 1992. You seem to like the place.
It's my happy country. I mean, it's hard for me to put into words the sense of privilege I feel when I get to go to Australia. Australia is a country I never really had to struggle in. The Riverside and the acoustic motorbike both were kind of popular in Australia in 1990 and 1992. And when I came out in 1992, Australia is the only country in the world where there was already a bit of an audience for my songs before I landed. That's never happened to me anywhere else. But then I loved being in Australia. I loved singing in Australia. I loved walking. I love laughing in Australia. There's something about me. I kind of lighten up a bit when I'm in Australia. It has a very profound effect on me, always has done. And you're right, this is my 15th tour. So I don't know how many more times I'm going to get to tour in Australia. This one is really important to me. And it feels for some reason like I want to call it like a tour of gratitude, because I feel a great debt of gratitude to Australia and to the people who've been hearing my songs and listening to them for so many years. And I'm looking forward to just doing my best job I possibly can, because I don't know how many more times I'm going to get to do this in Australia. So this one really feels special to me.
And you've got 3 concerts in Tasmania.
The most I've ever done. I think I'm right in saying this. I think I've only ever performed in Hobart. I saw this on the tour schedule. The moment I saw the tour schedule, wow, I'm doing more than Hobart in Tasmania. This is great.
Luca, thank you very much. We wish you all the best. Enjoy your trip around Australia.
It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And I hope I get to talk to you again, and all the very best. And I hope you're able to come and maybe shake the hand and say hello. Slán go fóin.
That scene, digging the dancing queen. Friday night and the lights are low, looking out for a place to go, where they play the right music. Getting in the swing, you've got to look the king. Anybody can be that guy. The night is young and the music's high. Feel the rhythm of music. Everything is fine. You're in the mood for dance. And And when you get the chance, you are the dancing queen, young and sweet, only 17. Dancing queen, feel the beat of the tambourine. You can dance, you can jive, having the time of your life. See that girl, watch that scene, digging the dancing queen. You can turn it on, watch them burn and then you're gone. Anyone will do when you're in the mood for dance. And when you get the chance, you are the dancing queen, young and sweet, only 17. Dancing queen, feel the beat of the tambourine. You can dance, you can jive, having the time of your life. See that girl, watch that scene, digging the dancing queen.